I've been thinking about how important Advent will be this year. You know, Advent is that season that precedes Christmas Day. And the whole notion of Advent and the religious calendar, the religious year, is the anticipation of His coming, the anticipation of His intervention into our world. And obviously, over 2,000 years ago, that anticipation had to do with Christ coming into the world and the angels singing and the shepherds coming before Jesus there in the manger with wise men. But I think in this particular time, the hope of Advent is again very, very important to us. I've been reading through Scripture, and in Lamentations, there's this passage of Scripture, and if you know the story of Lamentations, it begins with this great lament, the lament over the punishment of God, the lament over the exile, the lament over affliction and heartache. And yet in the midst of that, there is this crying out for hope, believing that God will yet again intervene. Isn't that what we need right now in our world? Isn't that what we need in this particular time? God breaking in the midst of a very, very dark time. Remember, 2,000 years ago, the Israelites would have been oppressed by the Romans, oppressed by the religious institution. There was a great darkness that really was hovering over the land. And then the announcement comes that brings hope, that there is salvation, there is healing, and it will come. And that message precedes the great birth of Jesus, which we celebrate as Christmas morning. And so I've just been thinking that this is a particularly important Advent for us, isn't it? The crying out, the seeking the Lord to break through for us. So in Lamentations, in chapter 3, the writer talks about the fact that they've been going through a very, very difficult time. I think we can relate quite well to this. He says, I'm sitting here and I remember my affliction and my wandering. I remember the bitterness and the gall and the fact that my soul is downcast within me. There's a lot of people right now that this is what they're experiencing. And we're experiencing a bit of this in our own family at Healing Care, individuals that are hurting, the emotional toll that the pandemic is taking, the physical toll on some of the individuals that's been getting sick. And so I think we understand this passage about affliction, bitterness, gall, and wandering. Is that part of your experience? I know you have Jesus within you. There's a light inside of you. And just the fact that you're listening here is a sign of your faith and a sign of your trust in the Lord. But these are difficult times, aren't they? And some of you may be unemployed right now or struggling financially or wrestling, if not yourself, with the affliction and the pandemic, with other people. Well, this is where the transition occurs in this passage of Scripture, because the writer says, even while I'm thinking of all of this, the affliction, the bitterness, the gall, the wandering, I'm going to call this to mind. I have hope. Now, you may remember that we've defined hope several times. Hope is not optimism that I see signs of change. Hope is the belief that even when things get difficult, God will break in. And that's what the writer is talking about here, is that in these difficult times, God is breaking in, an advent, a coming. And that's what we're longing for, isn't it? That He would break forward. And I'm going to read the passage and then break it down a little bit for us, because it goes on and says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those who hope in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. And that word salvation, it's so holistic. It means the healing and the wholeness of the Lord. I will wait for the healing and the wholeness of the Lord. So let's grab hold of some of this. Maybe it would encourage us. It would help us to anticipate the advent of Jesus, his breaking in for us. And the first thing it says here is that because of God's great love, we are not consumed. You know, even when we are going through difficult times, the hand of God sustains us. He has not left us. He is strengthening us emotionally, at times physically. He hasn't turned his back in the least. As a matter of fact, if God had withdrawn his hand from us, we would already be consumed, as Scripture says. And so there is a part of us that wants to lift up a praise to the Lord. Thanks, Lord, you're still here with us. You're still involved with us. You're still committed to us. And then the passage goes on and it says that his compassion never fails. I know that many, many times I have mentioned that scripture out of Isaiah 42, a bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not put out. But there are more passages, many, countless passages in the book of Psalms and Isaiah that lift this theme up. In Psalm 102, it says that God responds to the prayers of the destitute. In Psalm 103, it says that he is the one who forgives and heals and redeems. In Psalm 9, it says that God is a refuge for those that are being oppressed. That is what we want to be thinking about right now in the midst of these difficult times. It's great. We can, like this writer, say, we are in a tough spot. There's affliction. There's wandering. There's bitterness. There's gall. But I will set my mind that there is also hope because, number one, God's hand is already on us or else we would be consumed. And secondly, that God is compassionate. He cares. He suffers with us. And that's such an important part of holding fast in these particular days. I know I need it. I've been thinking a lot about the phrase from Dallas Willard. I've mentioned it before that we're always safe when we're in the presence of the Lord. Every day I get up, I go for a walk unless it's raining. And as I walk, I try to focus in on the fact that God surrounds me. He's here. He's not at a great distance. His kingdom envelops me at that moment. And then the scripture goes on and it says that his compassions are new every morning. You know, there's some meaning to that that really lifts my heart, that God doesn't experience compassion fatigue. He doesn't wear out his reserve of compassion and say, today I have nothing left. Sorry, none for you. No, every morning, no matter what we're facing, no matter how difficult it is for you, for me, his compassion is new and fresh. You see, God doesn't move toward us in these difficult times out of duty. Yeah, it's the right thing to do. There's emotion behind it. There's love behind it and grace and mercy and forgiveness. And it's important that we think about that right now in these days. That's why our hope is in a new advent. We will have hope, and that hope is built on this fact that God's love is already protecting us. His compassion will never fail, and the fact that it is new every single morning. God is being attentive. The scripture goes on to talk about the faithfulness of God. Great is your faithfulness. Isn't that a great word, great? How large, how big, how overwhelming is God's faithfulness in the midst of this? And you know, that's where our faith comes. That's where trust comes. And this is something I'm working on myself, that when the darkness envelops us, and it's difficult, having the belief and holding on to the fact that God is faithful to us. The writer then goes on to say that it is the Lord who is my portion. And this is the way I like to think about that. So imagine that God is handing out blessings, and he hands somebody property, and he hands somebody money, and he hands someone else fame. But when he comes to you, he says, you are my portion. I am your portion. I love you. You love me. That connection will sustain you. Think of that. The Lord is your portion. You look at what everybody else is getting and all their wealth and all their notoriety, all their fame, and you could say, God, what do I get? And God says to you, you get me because you are my child. And when you get me, you get all the resources of the kingdom behind you. That's why the writer says, I'm going to wait for him. I'm going to wait for him. I'm going to believe in God's love. I'm going to believe in his compassion. I'm going to believe in his faithfulness. I'm going to believe he is my portion. Therefore, I will wait on him. I think God loves to see us trusting him. Someone said to me recently that trust in God is the greatest gift we give back to him. That's why I myself am really focusing on this notion of trust. Trying to look every day to see ways in which I can exercise more trust in the Lord, in his presence, in his goodness, in his nearness, or in these, as this passage says, in his love, in his compassion, in his faithfulness that is fresh every single day. So what do we do with this? Well, I think the writer kind of gives us an idea. He gives us some steps. Number one, let's hope in him. Let's go ahead outside. Let's lift our heads up to the sky through the darkness and say, God, we are anticipating a new advent, a new coming of you moving into our world at this difficult time. And not just our world, but your world personally. It also then goes on and says, let's not forget that we are to wait on him. Hope in him. Wait on him. Now, this waiting is not doing something else until he comes. It's preparing for his coming, believing in his coming, doing a prophetic act that speaks to his coming. Hope in him. Wait on him. And then it says, seek him. I've been doing that the last couple of weeks for my own spiritual well-being is I've been trying to keep my eyes attentive to ways in which the Lord is speaking to me through other people, affirming, cherishing, providing. May we seek him. And the scripture says this is good to do. And so if you're wondering right now, what is it that you can do practically? Let's together think about Advent in a new way, that God's going to break in the midst of this difficulty, that he's loving, his compassion is new every morning, that he's faithful to us. And therefore, let us declare today by faith, our hope is in God. We will wait on him. We will seek him in the small ways in which he interacts in our world every day. And we will declare even in this difficult time, something that is declared in Psalm 119, God, you are good, and all that you do is good. My friends, he is coming.
Come, Holy Ghost, our hearts inspire. Let your presence prove the muse of old prophetic fire, fountain of life and love. Come, Holy Ghost, moved by thee, the prophets wrote and spoke. Truth thyself the key, seal your sacred book. Oh, Ruach HaKodesh. Oh, Ruach Elohai. Well, come, Holy Ghost, expand thy wings over our nature's night, and on our weary spirits move, and let them now be light. Well, come, Holy Ghost, that we shall know thou within us shines, the sound with all the saints below, the depths of love divine. And bold, Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh.